genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning out of sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the Internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we hear what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is pioneering spirit. Each of my guests has a pioneering spirit about his or her subject. My first guest is a marketing expert who knows how to pioneer new markets for clients. We'll discuss her techniques contained in her book, How to Market to People Not Like You. My second guest is the biographer of one of America's great pioneers, Davy Crockett. We'll get to know the man behind the legend from his book, David Crockett, The Lion of the West. My third guest is a medical doctor who pioneered the removal of extraterrestrial objects from human patients. We'll discuss his findings from his book, The Aliens and the Scalpel. As always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Kelly McDonald, is a marketing and advertising expert with specialization in generational insights, multicultural marketing, and Hispanic marketing. She worked in top positions for several global ad agencies before starting her own marketing firm back in 2002. She was named number one on the list of 26 hot speakers by Successful Meetings magazine. In 2007, her company was named by Ad Age as one of the top 50 Hispanic ad agencies in the United States. And in 2008, Inc. magazine named her company one of the fastest-growing independent companies in the United States. Joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. Love to have thought leaders such as yourself on the show. Now, let's just start out with a typical marketing question, because the prevailing marketing wisdom in business today says it's cheaper to sell more to your existing customers than it is to develop new ones. The paradox is, however, that your existing customers can only buy so much from you, and then you've got to find new customers. So how do you balance these two very disparate methods of increasing revenue by selling more to existing companies and customers versus developing new and different customers?
I think it's a great question, and you're absolutely right. You do have to strike that balance. But I think the premise that I push forth in my book and with my clients is that the best way to expand business and grow sales, and the fastest way, is by actually cultivating those new customers. Because you're not going to lose the customers that you already have. You're going to keep on keeping on with those customers. They're doing business with you for a reason. Assuming that you're successful already with a core group of customers, then the fastest way to grow and expand is to reach the customer that you're not getting, but you could be or should be. And so what I advise people is to explore that route, because that's the fastest route to growth. It's completely incremental business.
All right, and I get that. Incremental business is always good, but how do you determine who your customers should be? That's really the critical factor there, isn't it, Kelly?
It is, and it's hard to do that. I mean, this is real easy to talk about and certainly harder to do, but in my book, I outline some key steps that people can take to identify the customer that they're not getting but they could be or should be, and it involves a very honest self-assessment of your business and why people do business with you, and then what are some of the market opportunities that you are missing but don't really need to be missing. So, for example, if someone was doing business in a college or university town, are they really providing the products and services or the ways in which college kids want to do business so that they could cultivate not just general customers but specifically, let's say, a new market of college students? Or if someone is in a market that's rapidly changing in terms of demographic, racial, and ethnic diversity, and they're looking around and they're seeing a growing Hispanic population or a growing Vietnamese population, then, you know, those are opportunities certainly where those customers are going to spend money with someone. They might as well spend money with you, depending on what your product or service is, but you've got to identify how to do business with them and make sure that your business is operationally ready to do so.
All right, and that's a critical point. I want to come back to that operational ready in just a minute. But let's talk about this multiculturalism, because you purport yourself to be a multicultural marketing expert, and that's at least what your website says, McDonald Marketing there. But, I mean, come on, give me the truth. You're a blonde-haired, blue-eyed Irish woman. What do you know about multiculturalism? Be honest with me.
It's a great question, because I'm definitely not what people expect when I, you know, go into a professional speaking engagement and then I walk out onto the stage and there I am, and, you know, as you say, blonde-haired, blue-eyed. But the idea behind multiculturalism is this is an expertise like anything else, and I'm a marketing expert. I've been working with the multicultural market for more than a decade, and you don't have to be a black person, an Asian person, a Hispanic person, whatever, to have multicultural marketing expertise. It's about understanding how marketing principles work in general, and then studying multicultural markets like you would study anything else. If somebody was going to be a Generation Y marketing expert, they don't have to actually be of that generation. They have to understand that core target, and they need to know everything about them. And so that's what I've been doing for the last 12 years, and it's really grown because my whole premise, too, is that at the end of the day, we're not really defined by the color of our skin or how old we are. It's really about our values. And if you can understand what people value, that's how you're going to market to them.
All right. And I get that. You market to values, not to demographics. That makes a whole lot of sense, Kelly.
Demographics are important. Don't get me wrong. We don't dismiss them summarily, but they don't tell the whole story.
And I buy that, and I buy into everything that you've just said. But just take it a step farther. I mean, if you are marketing to Gen X or Gen Y, at some point you can understand everything there is to know about them. But if you're not part of them, you lose some of that connection. It's like the guy who reads the marketing book and thinks he knows everything about marketing versus the guy who's been in marketing for 10 or 12 years. Talk to me about that, because at some point there is a disconnect, even though you may understand the market.
Well, are you talking about me personally or from a consumer standpoint?
No, from a marketeer standpoint.
From a marketeer standpoint, you're right. I mean, in order to tap into a new market, you need to immerse yourself in the culture of the group that you're talking to, not just, again, reading about their demographics and the stats. It is about immersing yourself in the culture. And to that extent, I'm a big believer in what I call feet on the street, getting involved in that consumer target, going to events, going to meetings, going to fairs and festivals where you will rub elbows with people who are the people you're trying to get. Because that's when you strike up those conversations that are authentic, real, unrehearsed, not part of a research study, where you can actually tap into what people value. You can talk to people and say, well, you know, tell me about why you're here today, or tell me why you're buying this, et cetera. And people will tell you the honest truth when they're relaxed and when they're in their own environment. So it is about getting out there and making sure that you are truly researching your target market, not just from a computer standpoint, statistical standpoint, you know, methodology, reading research. It's about actually getting out there and forming bonds within that community.
My guest is Kelly McDonald. She's the author of the book, How to Market to People Not Like You, Know It or Blow It Rules for Reaching Diverse Customers. And just to solidify that point in the mind of my listeners, Kelly, let's talk about marketing to values rather than demographics. And let me give you an example of two 30-year-old women. Now, marketers typically fail to differentiate between these two types of women. One is a 30-year-old unmarried career woman, and the other is a 30-year-old suburban mom. How do most marketers miss the mark on those two targets?
That's a great question, and most marketers would miss the mark because they would lump those two women together in the same group, and especially if they like live in the same zip code or something, and they would say, here's our customer profile. But as you can imagine, a 30-year-old woman with kids and who lives in the burbs is going to be very, very different from a lifestyle and a priority and a value standpoint than a woman who is 30, unmarried, no children, and lives in downtown metropolitan area. They're going to have a different lifestyle, and what they expect and want out of their lives is going to be very different. That mom, for example, may be completely driven by doing what's best for her family. The decisions that she makes would reflect that, her priorities. And so if you are going to market to that woman, you would really want to understand what a suburban mom cares about, what she aspires to, what her hopes, dreams, fears are, et cetera. And the woman who's 30, who is unmarried and is a career woman, is going to have a whole different set of problems that you're going to want to talk about. And it is, most marketing is about solving a problem for someone. It's about offering a solution. So maybe that busy 30-year-old woman who's very dedicated to her career is slammed for time. She travels a lot. She works a lot of long hours. She doesn't have a lot of time. And when she does have time, she wants to socialize and spend it out with her friends. Those two women are going to be radically different in terms of their values. They may share a gender. They may share an age. They could even share a household income and a zip code. But after that, there's nothing similar.
That makes a lot of sense. My guest is Kelly McDonald. Kelly, it's like trying to drink from a fire hose talking to you. There's so much information. But I want to return back to something that you said earlier about being ready to address the market that you're going after and to serve that. So talk to us about the importance of being ready for any new customer group that you want to get as a new market segment. And give us some examples of customers that went out and marketed to a specific group but were not ready to serve those customers.
Absolutely. There's a mattress. Well, let me back up. The operational readiness part is incredibly important because you can have the greatest product or service in the world and you can do the most clever marketing, but if your business is not actually set up then to do business with that individual, it's almost like false advertising. So one example would be, there's a mattress company, a national mattress company that we worked with, that wanted to do a pilot program on marketing to Hispanics in Phoenix. And it made total sense because Phoenix is a high-density, rapidly growing Hispanic market. Hispanics spend more money on mattresses than non-Hispanics. It made perfect logistical, strategic business sense. However, out of the 19 stores that they had in that market and the 120 employees who worked in that market, only six of whom spoke Spanish, they were not operationally ready. So if you're going to market to the Hispanic community in Spanish, in Phoenix, then you have to be prepared for that community to respond. And what happened was they were putting forth the effort in terms of marketing, and yet people were coming into the stores to look at a pretty expensive product. I mean, you know, you can spend a lot of money on a mattress, and it's not a frequent purchase. You buy a mattress, and then you're done for a decade. So we had to work with them on operational readiness and making sure that if they didn't have the correct staff for marketing to these needs, that we put in place a process where the non-Spanish-speaking staff could assist the consumers who preferred to do business in Spanish with the resources that they had. And it's thinking through that kind of thing, because otherwise you do end up getting a flood of customers, and then those customers are frustrated if you're not able to do business with them, and so are your employees.
Well, they I can see that.
Another example that is Gen X. Gen X prefers a lot of information these days via text. They certainly prefer that as a primary means of communication. We're working with a large national insurance company, and most of their agents in the field are in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, and they are very keen on targeting Gen Y. And a lot of their agents aren't very comfortable with texting. So if you want to target Gen Y and you want to reach them in the most relevant way and be the most friendly, you know, operationally friendly company to them, well, then you have to communicate with them in their preferred way, not your preferred way. And so these agents are not operationally ready right now to provide quotes by text and even do basic communication by text. And so, you know, we're working with them to get them up to speed on that, because that's going to be a key part of customer satisfaction.
All right. My guest is Kelly McDonald. We're talking about multicultural marketing. Now, Kelly, underlying all of your research, everything that you've done, and the premise of your book is that the United States is no longer the great melting pot. It's more like the giant salad bowl where different groups are kind of mixed together, like lettuce and greens and that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So to get the most out of marketing, you have got to pick through the salad to find the good parts of the salad that you want. Most marketers fail to see that the salad is made up of different ingredients. So give us some common pitfalls that marketers make when they're trying to sell to different groups. We've already talked about women and a little bit about Hispanics. Let's talk about African Americans. What are some mistakes that marketers make when they try to appeal to that group?
Well, when they're trying to appeal to African Americans, a lot of marketers do not represent diversity in skin tone in their imagery. And if you talk to African Americans and blacks, they'll say, we're not all black. Some are very light-skinned, some are very dark-skinned, and every shade in between. And so consequently, diversity in skin tone is very, very, very important, and they do look for that diversity. And so that's important. That would be one tip. That's just a basic tip on imagery. But another key tip is, again, solving problems. One of the quotes that came from a panel discussion of African Americans that helped me with that chapter in my book was a woman who said, don't try to connect with me on some sort of superficial level of what you think I want to talk about. She said she was buying a washing machine, and the salesperson who was trying to sell her the washing machine was white. And she said he started talking to her about Beyonce and Jay-Z and, you know, hip-hop music and all this. And she said, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about the spin cycles. So I just love that because it's such a funny but at the same time sad example of someone trying to connect with someone on some sort of superficial level that they presume. And what I would say is in working with any kind of target, find out what they care about and then match your messaging to that. So if someone wants to know why to buy your washing machine, make it about that. Make it about solving a problem in their lives. Maybe it's priced right. Maybe it's more convenient. Maybe it's more eco-friendly, whatever it might be. But it isn't going to be about music or style or anything like that.
My guest is Kelly McDonald. Her book, How to Market to People Not Like You. Kelly, let's talk about the fastest growing segment of the population today, and that is the elderly. Most marketeers just fail miserably at this. So they show 20-year-old somethings with perfect skin talking about blemishes and all that kind of stuff. What is it that marketers could do better to market to the fastest growing population, the old?
Well, people like to see images of people who look like themselves. And so you can incorporate more diversity into your imagery to capture an aging population by showing people who are aging and attractive and pleasing, people with gray hair, people with, you know, frames on their face, you know, lenses and glasses and things like that. But again, it's going to really come down to understanding what an older person's needs and values are. I mean, an older person, let's take financial services, they might be far more concerned about preserving wealth and preserving their hard-earned lifetime savings, and a younger person might be more concerned about convenience and whether you have a mobile app. And so these types of values and the priorities that each customer group have are very important, because you can't just do what I call spray and pray advertising, which is just, you know, spray your message out there, you know, throw a black person or an old person or a young person or, you know, a Hispanic person into your ads and check it off the list and go, okay, we've done the diversity thing. It's really about understanding what every group's needs are, and that's where I always come back to values-based marketing.
Oh, that makes sense. My guest is Kelly McDonald. Her book, How to Market to People Not Like You, Know It or Blow It Rules for Reaching Diverse Customers. Kelly, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book, How to Market to People Not Like You?
I want people to understand that diversity isn't just about racial and ethnic diversity, which is why I titled the book, How to Market to People Not Like You. My definition of diversity is pretty much any way that you can be different from me. You know, if you have kids and I don't, we're going to be different. And as I said, that has nothing to do with race, gender, age, or anything. It has to do with our values and our priorities. So a rural person is going to be very different than someone who lives in a metropolitan area. Someone who's in the military is going to be very different than someone who's a civilian. Someone who's older is going to be different than someone who's younger. And that is what I'm trying to get through with this book, is that diversity is defined by our values, our priorities, what we care about, and that the most advanced way to think about marketing to new customer segments is to think beyond demographics and to think about what people value. That'll take you to where you want to be success-wise.
Kelly, if people like what they hear, they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
I've got a website that it does a deep dive into the book. It's www.marketingtopeoplenotlikeyou.com. And they can also go to my company website, which is mcdonaldmarketing.com. But I would direct them first to the marketingtopeoplenotlikeyou.com. And, of course, they can buy the book at any place where books are sold.
Including our own bank of books here in Ventura. Two locations to serve you, 748 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street. Kelly, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.